Annabelle, Seamus, Evelyn, you know that story, don't you? You've heard that one before, haven't you? When did you hear that before? When did you hear that before? At Children's Liturgy you heard it. When else? Did we have that story when we had Mass? Did we? Yeah, we did, didn't we? And do you remember what we said about that story? And one of the things that was special about that story was what? That the same thing that happened in that story happens when? Here when? When we have what? When we have Mass, right? Right? Isn't it exactly the same as what happens at Mass? So does that mean that, so what does that mean? Does that mean that, boy, those guys were really special because they got to be with Jesus? And so they're more special than we are? No. Because what? Because we get to be with Jesus? Right. Do we get to listen to Jesus talk to us? We sure do. Because didn't we just hear our readings? And didn't we hear the word of the Lord? Didn't we just hear the gospel of the Lord? Who's that? Jesus. So Jesus walked along the road with them, and he talked to them, right? But when we come to Mass, Jesus talks to us in our reading, just like it did to them, right? Yes. And then Jesus gathered a table with them, didn't he? And did we gather at the Lord's table? That's right. And Jesus blessed and broke the bread and gave it to them? And do we take and bless the bread and give it today? Yes, we do. Same thing that happened in the story is what we do at Mass. Now, what happened at the end of the story? They sat there and they looked at each other and they said, wow! Wasn't that great? So let's just chill out right here. Is that what they did? What did they do? They turned around and they went back and they had to tell everybody about what happened, right? Isn't that right? It sure is. Well, you know, that says something really important for us, too. You know, I know you're very excited about today, First Communion Day, right? You know, the one thing that's really hard about First Communion Day is it's very hard to tell who's more excited, the first communicants or their families. And probably most of the other people here are really excited. You know, and that's good. It's good to be excited. It's good to be excited today because today is First Communion Day for you. It's good to be excited because most of us remember our First Communion every time we go to a First Communion. But most of all, we should be excited. Why? Why? Because Jesus is with us. That's right. That's right. So the real question is, so then what do we do about that? You know, and it might be a temptation for us to say, oh, wow, Jesus is with us. And that's true. And to say thank you for that great gift is important for us. But there's something even more important to do, which is what happens in the story. Their eyes were opened, they recognized Jesus, and they were happy because they knew that Jesus was risen, but they couldn't keep it a secret. Or they couldn't just keep it for themselves. What did they have to do? They went back and shared that story. That's right. Well, you know, Annabelle and Seamus and Evelyn, there's a reason that you're here today for your First Communion. Because people shared with you their faith in Jesus. Starting with your family. That's why you're here. You know, you just didn't wake up some morning and say, oh, well, I think I'm going to believe in Jesus today. Didn't happen that way, did it? Your families here have believed and hoped in Jesus. And from the time that you were very little, they shared their faith with you so that you could know not just about Jesus, but meet Jesus. As you learn more about Jesus, as you came to Mass, as you pray. And so that's why you're here today, to receive Jesus in First Communion. And that's why you really believe. You know, in the story, they didn't know, did they? Not until the very end. You know, and so that's one of the fun things for us. You know, when we hear that story, we want to say, it's Jesus! Don't you know that? But they didn't, did they? They didn't know that. Later on, they said, how did we not know it was Jesus? When he was talking to us, didn't that touch our hearts? We should have known that was Jesus, but they didn't. See, what a beautiful gift our faith is, because you know. People here know. That's great. But just like in the story, it's not just enough that we know. It's not just enough that we say, oh, I believe in Jesus. It's not just enough to say, Jesus comes to me in communion. Like the people in the story, you know, they had to go back and tell everyone. And see, if we really believe that Jesus is with us, then it's important for us to be able to tell that to other people. Because there's lots of people out there who really don't know that. And they really don't believe that. You know, they're like those two people at the beginning of the story. Maybe they heard about Jesus. Maybe they heard about him dying on the cross. Maybe they heard about him rising from the dead. But do they really believe it? Probably not. Do they really know Jesus? Probably not. So how are they going to know unless somebody says, I believe in Jesus. And let me tell you about how Jesus comes to me. And let me tell you about how Jesus speaks to me in the Bible. And let me share how Jesus is with me all during my life. See, and that's the thing that those two disciples did. They didn't just keep it for themselves, but they shared it. So today, I don't know if you've thought about this. There's a lot of people here because of you, right? There's a lot of people here because of you, right? There's a lot of people here because of you, right? So, did you think that you guys are like the two people in the story? Already on your first communion day, you're sharing that with these other people. And you know what? Everybody else in church who's known you since you were really little, and they're excited too. But it doesn't stop you to say, okay, maybe first communion. Whew, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Because this is really the beginning, isn't it? In the first reading today, we hear Peter on Pentecost talking to all the people. Do you think that was the last time he did that? Nope. Do you think maybe it's the first time he did it? Probably. You know, but we know for the rest of his whole life, Peter did that. He shared his faith in Jesus with lots of other people. St. Paul shared his faith in Jesus with lots of other people. And just like today is your first communion, right? We don't just say communion. Because like how many times have you gotten baptized? Once, right? So we say baptism, right? So that's finished. You never get baptized again. You only get baptized one time. Because how many times do you need to get baptized? One time. Because once you get baptized, you're part of God's family forever. But how many times do we need to meet Jesus in Holy Communion? As many times as we can. because don't you guys get hungry every day? Don't you have to eat every day? Well, Jesus has to feed us every day too. So he gives us his body and blood. So how often do we receive communion? As many times as we can for the whole rest of our lives. So why? So Jesus can be with us? Yes. But also so we can share Jesus with everybody else. You know, at the end of Mass, we just don't say, okay, Mass is done. Everybody can go home now. And there are people say, thanks be to God. Boy, is that over. That's not what we say. Those of you who think we did, sorry. What do we say? We say, go and proclaim the gospel of the Lord. Go in peace, glorifying God with your life. We do say the Mass is ended, but with it is go. Because we remember what they did, those two disciples, when they met Jesus in the breaking of the bread. They went forth to share it. And so do we. And in a special way, starting today, so do you.